Hey, welcome to the Work at Home Moms Club podcast. I'm your host, Bumi Ladditin, and I'm really excited about this episode. Why? Because it is called How to Get Your First Client as a Social Media Manager. My last few podcast episodes have been about social media management, why I think it's so amazing for moms. I've been a work-at-home mom for 18 years now, not 17, 18 years now. And being a social media manager was my most steady work, has been my most steady work. I was a single mom, full-time work, no family, no friends in the area helping me at all. And this is how I made it. This is how I paid my bills. It's how I bought groceries. It's how I paid for my kids' school. It's how I did everything by being a social media manager. I didn't take any courses. I learned how by doing it myself. I did not have a college degree. I just had a desire to be able to live and to be able to take care of my kids. That's what it came down to. So if you are in the group, the Facebook group, the Work at Home Moms Club on Facebook, you've seen posts from a lot of moms asking, like, what can I do from home? What can I do from home? And yes, there are remote positions. There are companies that hire. I've posted curriculum companies, tutoring companies, all kinds of companies that are hiring. But I mean, unless you need benefits, if you can get a full-time gig with, you know, job with benefits, that's fantastic. But really, I think if you can own your job, if you can start a side business that can turn into a full-time business, I know it's going to be fantastic for you if you work it, if you're determined, keep a positive attitude. Those things will make all the difference in the world. I know that there's a mom listening right now who she's thinking, I need to make money at home, whether you're a single mom or a married mom, recently divorced or going through a divorce, and you're thinking, I need to make money from home. How am I going to pay these bills? A lot of moms think they don't have skills, you know, because when you've been at home for a while or you've been kind of submerged in motherhood, there's this idea that we don't have skills. We have so many skills. We are so tenacious. We have organizational skills. We are able to juggle multiple things at once. You're so smart. But I know there's a mom out there who's just wondering, can I make money from home? People have told me a lot of the work at home pages that they're on or work at home groups are mostly scams. And if you've just been trying to get a job or even a gig and you just keep running into these scams, you think, oh, there's nothing out there. You know, I'm not going to be able to do this. That's not true. There are people who are working from home every single day who don't even talk about it, who started things that they're doing from stock photography to consulting, to voiceover work. There are people doing a million different things and they're successfully working from home, and you are no different. You're going to be successful as well. So jumping right into getting your first client as a social media manager. Yes, I can't state enough how much of a wonderful job this is, because you don't have to be chained to your computer. It's something I did a day in the life episode of a social media manager. Go ahead and listen to that. It's not difficult. You work in the morning. You can work again around noon, 3. And then at the end of the day, or you can batch create content. You do need to check in and make sure everything's going well on the platforms that you manage. But you can really do this and take care of your kids at home. So how do you get that first client? A mom named Lindsay Bell was on the page, and she wrote a post a couple days ago or yesterday about just how do you get there? How do you sell yourself? How do you build trust? Well, go into it thinking from the client perspective. I find that in sales, and I used to read a lot of books about sales and business in my 20s, and I would read books by a man named Zig Ziglar. He was just an expert at sales. And all of the sales books that I read, they really have you thinking from the perspective of the person that you're pitching to. So you have to get out of your own need and your own kind of desire, your own feelings of being desperate or whatever you might be feeling, and think from the other person. Let's say you are going to pitch a bookstore, right? So there's a local bookstore. You see that they either don't have social media or their social media is not very active. And well, we all know you've got to be on there. You've got to be on Instagram. in my opinion, Facebook is amazing in terms of conversions, which means people actually clicking through on links too. So, and maybe they want TikTok, you know, whatever they need, you have to be on doing something, right? So how do you, you know, this random mom off the street, how do you go from looking at their social media and saying, well, I could help them. I could help them create posts, to actually getting them as a client? So this is what I would do. I would look at their bookstore page. I would even go into their store and get a feel for it. I would say, okay, what's the client experience? What is their brand? What kind of feel are they going for? Are they trying to make it warm, quirky? What kind of books do they specialize in? Old books, new books, used books, the best sellers? How does it look like they're doing in here? Do they also have a cafe? What are their top priorities right now? What are they advertising? What are they putting at the front of the store? I would just go in and get a sense of what they're doing. And, you know, to be honest, something I've done more than once is talk to an employee. And I ask them, I say, like, do you have social media? And they'll tell you the state of it right there. They'll be like, oh, yeah, we have a person. But, you know, it's very often an employee who's doing double duty. So they have an employee who's also in charge of social media. And I can tell you that that's stressful for the employee, having to work in the store, then also come up with posts. It's one and a half jobs in one. So I would talk to them and say, oh, okay, like, what are you guys doing on social media? I'd follow them in the store and just kind of see where they are. Once I did that, I would go home and look at their colors, look at their kind of what they're going for, their ideas of how they post. Are they posting quotes? Are they posting products? Probably doing a mix of both, which is good. And I would put together some sample posts, maybe two, one quote and one sales type, we have a new book in the store type post. And to do this, I don't recommend creating from scratch. Use a template, go into Canva. And if you've never heard of Canva, it's a very, very, very easy form of software, a very easy app to use, where you can create images and do graphic design. For non-graphic designers, it's great. I'm sure even graphic designers use it. And I would go in and use a template, and I would create a post. I would create maybe three. So two sales type posts and one quote or a picture from inside the store. You know what I've even done before? And I'm telling you, if you're a desperate mom, you're going to do what it takes. I've taken pictures. I was in a car dealership that I was pitching once, and I took pictures inside and just thought of the different pictures that I would use if I were the social media manager. Look, when you are really, really, really needing clients and really, really wanting the work, you have to be a little bit, not a lot, you have to be brave. And so if you can set yourself apart by showing that you have passion and showing that you would see yourself as part of the team, even though you're working remotely, that does make a difference to the business owner, because a business owner is always looking for someone who shares their vision in one way or the other, someone who either shares their vision or who can expand on their vision, or who can, you know, help them with their vision. So I would create a few posts. I would probably with two of them, match their colors. Then maybe with a third, do something new. And I would draft an email. Oh, and while I'm in the store, I would ask about the owner. Like, who is the owner? You know, like, do you have a contact email? I'd like to talk to them about working together in some way. And so I would get the email address that way, or you can get it from the website. Just so you're getting in touch with the right person, a decision maker, which is important. So in the first email, I wouldn't send the post that I made. I would send an email saying, I was in your store today. I am a social media manager. Yes, you are. You're a social media manager. That's what you do. I'm a social media manager. I was in your store today. I really liked this. It's great that this book is coming out. And I talked to one of your employees, and I just, you know, tell them some things you like about their store. And say, I noticed with your social media that I just feel like you guys could be reaching more people, and I would love to help with that. I would love to help with that. I've created a few sample posts. Please let me know if you would like to see them, because I would really like to help. That's it. really just talk to them like a human being. And either you won't get a response, or you'll get a response like, oh, or, you know, we're having other people, da, 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 that's fine. Or you'll get a response with some interest. Oh, I'm glad you like the store. Sure, I'd love to see what you have. And then I follow that up with an email saying, okay, great. These are the posts that I made. I would send them just a few posts. You know, you don't need to take more than not even half an hour making them. These are the posts that I made, and explain why you made them. I did this one because I saw that this book is coming out. It would let people know that this book is coming out. It has, and send a caption too, the caption that would go with it. And I did this one just to get, you know, show new customers what your store is all about. And then I would also tell them in the email, you know, if you brought me on, one of my strategies would be to expand your reach. And I would do that by following people in the area and just kind of pinpoint what you would do, because I want to build your social media, not just post on it. And that will be enough. If you'd like to talk more, let me know and I can share my rates with you. So that would be the second email. And then they will either say okay, and, you know, or not get back to you, or they will say, okay, I'd love to hear your rates. At that point, I would send them something saying, well, I, you know, that's when you go into your rates, and I'll do a full post. I don't want to just like throw out numbers and post them, like how many posts you would do on here. But that's what I would do. As a ballpark, I would say like 500 a month for, you know, even one or two posts a day. Let's say you did that and that was your first client. That would not be bad at all. It really would not be bad. And I would offer to do Instagram and Facebook. Then you can, like, you know, what's the state of TikTok right now? I'm really confused about the state of TikTok. Is it going away? Is it not? It's been very valuable for people. That's a personal decision, but yeah, so that's what I would do. And I would say in store, you can create little placards that say, follow us on social media, and you can let them know you would host contests, a monthly giveaway type contest on social media. So you see how easy it can be. I'm going to tell you where it gets unnecessarily complicated. So every person who teaches about social media, or even every social media manager is different. Every social media manager has their own philosophy. They have their own kind of how they want their day to look. They have their own philosophy. They have their own needs. When you're thinking about yourself, sorry, there's a motorcycle in the background going down my street. If you're thinking about yourself as a social media manager, you have to think of what you want your day to look like. So let's say you're taking a course on social media management, and you're taking this course from a super fancy person who doesn't have kids at home with them all day, or they don't have kids, and they are coming up with this strategy for you to build an agency, or to build this, or to be able to go and pitch marketing companies to be their in-house social media manager, or, you know, things like that. It's going to look, their strategies and their way of doing things are going to be different from, let's say, me as a mom telling you how I've done it for years. How I'm coming at it is very much just a community-based, at-home full-time job or even part-time job for one person. It's a very relaxed method, which I like, because you're juggling kids. I was juggling kids. I did not want the stress of working for a marketing company. One thing I did for a little while when I was in marketing, and when I was in marketing as a mom at home, and I was running my first company and I had my first marketing client before I was just doing social media, was I toyed with the idea of working with an agency. And they even flew me out to their very fancy marketing agency in Atlanta. And I was there. It was so exciting because I was away from my baby, and I was like, ooh, you know, I got to dress up. And when you're at home all day in your sweats and doing diapers, it feels super exciting to go and have this agency experience, and wearing a pencil skirt and all of that. But I didn't like it. I went there, and I just, you know, they wanted me to kind of show a little bit about what I do and share a little bit about what I do in social media. I think we had an overlapping client is what it is. And I didn't like it. I've never been an office person. I don't know. I'm just not polished enough, I guess, to be in an office setting. I've never been that person. And I found it stressful. And also, I found that in an office, what they value is, well, in my very limited experience, presence over performance. So it was more of how you can prove, like, proving that you are willing to be there all day. Because I went and I just spent, I think, a day and a half. And it was very much like, I noticed that you're rewarded for spending more time in the office. So let's say you could get your work done in 3 hours or 4 hours, but you wouldn't be seen as good of an employee as somebody who's willing to stay till like 6 p.m. And that just made no sense to me. Yeah. And I don't like the hovering. I never wanted like a boss or even a client to hover too much. And I'll talk more about getting your ideal client that really matches your vibe, you know? And so I learned then that I'm going to be the type of person is the same type of social media manager I'm going to be. Caring. I've always cared about my clients. I really want them to have a return on investment. I want them to see that conversations are starting on their social media pages. I want them to see engagement. I want them to see not just numbers go up, but numbers of people who will actually be customers. And that's honestly missing on the agency side. It's really, I think it can get very clinical very fast, where there is this emphasis on numbers, but not the quality of the numbers. So, oh yeah, we got all these new people. Okay, but are there people who are actually going to convert into customers? Are there people who are engaged? And you can really do that when you're working one-on-one with another business owner, is have a relationship with them where you're saying, okay, so what are you working on this week? Like, what are you going to be pushing this month? Let's come up with a little plan so I know where to focus each week and what types of posts. Here's what I'm thinking. And to really want to serve their business. That's where I was coming from. I wanted them to do well. It wasn't just about I wanted an extra $500 a month, which I did, but I wanted it to be worth it. I wanted them to be happy. I wanted them to say, oh, I'm so glad that we hired her. She really cares and she's interested in my business. Because when you think about it, this person who started this business, this bookstore, they had a dream too. They started with a dream of having this bookstore one day, or whether if it's a dental office, this is a person who went to dental school and is so proud of themselves and excited that they are opening this office. Now they want people to know, but they don't have time to do that outreach. And that's where you come in. So I see it from a very personal perspective. And I convey that, you know, where Lindsay Bell is asking, how do you sell yourself? How do you build trust? You build trust by conveying that in your emails. And that has to come from a place of authenticity. It has to come from a place of care. That's why I say, if it's a local business, go in and look around and see, look at their products. What would you use? What would you not use? You know, not that you'll tell them that, but go in and take a look around. This works well with, boutiques. Go into a boutique. And because there are a lot of boutique owners, even like high-end, especially high-end boutique owners, who they don't have someone to do social media. A great place, if I were still living in California, I would go to Laguna Beach. I would go to, more to like boho areas. Laguna Beach, like places where people are doing passion projects, but have a budget for bringing on people, and find a boutique owner who's very, you know, passionate about her store or his store, and say, you know, or an art gallery owner, and say, I want to help you with social media. I want to come alongside you in your vision and help you. And this is what I can do. people sense passion. They sense authenticity. They sense when you're being real. And that's how you'll build trust. And you will build even more and more trust over time. What you'll have to get over is the insecurity of feeling like an imposter, number one, and feeling as if, you know, I can't do this, or, you know, why would they trust me? They'll trust you because business owners know that they have to bring someone along, like people alongside them. You can't build a business with yourself. There are very few businesses that you can build on your own. People know that they need help, so why not you? And if they are your first client, you know, you can say that. There's nothing wrong with being upfront about that. What I would do if you've never managed a social media page before, create one, just like a page about something that you like, and get used to posting content. Practice posting reels. Just to get a handle of it, adding music, look at a lot of reels, study and see what other people are doing and what's working, what's not working, because it's not magic. A lot of it is very formulaic. Go in and really say, okay, what's the length of these? What are like the length of these videos? And there's nothing wrong with taking courses either. Take the courses and keep in mind that the person speaking is, or the person teaching, or the person who created the course is doing it from the perspective of how they work, right? So have confidence in yourself just as a person, even before you have confidence as yourself as a social media manager. Have confidence in yourself as a person who can learn, a person who can do things, a person who can succeed, because why not you? Why me and not you? There's no reason. There's no reason why you can't do it, why you can't rock at this. So that's how you'll get your first client. And in terms of contracts, I created just a standard month-to-month contract. I never binded my clients to anything longer than that, because I wasn't trying to trap them. I want to help and work alongside them. So I did month-to-month contracts, and I would put, you know, they like confidentiality. That's fine. Very simple, one page, easy things. I would always have them pay the first month up front. So they pay me the first month up front. Some people, you know, you get the occasional person who would like to pay half. You know, say you're starting on the first half and then half in the middle of the month, if they really don't know you from anywhere. But most people just pay the month up front, especially when you've really been talking to them for a while. So you can do this. You can do this, and that's how you'll get your first client. Why don't you just go and play with it? What if just have fun with it. Imagine you're a kid again, and you know how we would just ask our parents for a thing sometimes, just hoping maybe we could get it, maybe even thinking they probably won't buy me this toy, but I can't get it unless I ask. Why don't you just put yourself out there? As far as websites, yes, it does help to have a website. You can start with a free Canva site, or you can use a Wix.com site. Get up just a basic website. They have templates for the website, social media manager. Get a picture of yourself. You can just like slap a filter on that bad boy. Take a photo of yourself, or get one that you like. You probably have one that you like from your social media. And just even a one pager is fine. A client's not going to want to be scrolling through your whole website. Don't overcomplicate it. Really don't overcomplicate. Oh, I need to have my rates on your website. No, don't put any rates on your website. You don't have to do that at all. A checkout place on my website. No, you don't. A calendar on my website. You don't. Just a one page website. My whole time working as a social media manager, I didn't have a website. I didn't have one. Nobody cared. Just want to say, what can you do? What can you do? How will you do it? Okay. And then, so I'll get all in a future episode, I'll get more into just what you will ask your client to help you, so you can make posts that meet their objectives and everything. But just roll with it and go out there and see who will respond to your email. Check out a few stores, see how often they're posting. If they're posting once a week, they need a social media manager. Once a week, they definitely need someone in their posting. Not everybody will want one, but you won't know until you ask. Okay? So That is the Getting Your First Client episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Join us on Facebook, the Work at Home Moms Club. It's a scam-free environment. Don't forget. And there's also the website, peacefulwahm.com, like workathomemom.com, where the other podcast episodes are listed. And I am going to put a sample email, kind of just like a sample email that you can use to send out, and you can customize it just to help you get going. But just be brave and have confidence. You can do this, okay? All right. I believe in you. Bye.